wealth, knowledge yourself. If you ain't on that, won't nothing else help. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You ain't with that, you probably living like savages. Health, wealth, knowledge yourself. If you ain't on that, won't nothing else help. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You ain't with that, you probably living like savages.
When the mind's right, it shines like from the highest heights to the deepest darkness depths and ignites with delight.
What up, good people? Welcome to episode 186 of the Project Rook podcast. This, my friends, is your holistic and that good old common sense pursuit of health and wellness. If you don't know how we get down in these streets, baby, we talking all things health, all things wealth, all things knowledge of self. If you don't know who I am, baby, I'm Rook the Great. And if you wondering who the hell told me I'm great, well, I'm wondering who the hell told you that you are not. And don't you get that that's the point of all of this? Don't you understand that's the point of everything that we do? Everything that we discuss, everything that we talk about is about tapping into that greatness on the inside. What is the point of cleaning up your diet? What is the point of creating a fitness ritual, feeling better, looking better, right? Reversing illness, wonderful, wonderful. We're doing all of that. But what's the point of doing all of that but still not knowing who you are? What's the point? What profits a man to gain his own soul? I'm sorry, to gain the world but lose his own soul. Oh, God, that's what we're talking about today. What is happening? What is wrong with you people? I had to jump in. I've been having a lot going on, people. That's why I've kind of been MIA. But nonetheless, what is happening? Why have we not learned anything? Did 2020 not teach you anything? You know who my problem really is with? It's not the sleepers, because the sleepers are doing what they're supposed to do. They're asleep. They're unaware. They're not tapped in, turned on. I'm not talking to those people. You know who my problem is with? It's with you niggas who say you in the know, who say you supposedly woke, like the real woke, conscious, aware. How did you become aware of everything other than the power within you? Tell me that. Tell me how you know everything that the government is doing, everything that NASA is doing, how are your eyeballs only able to see what's wrong, what's going wrong, the danger? You niggas in this eclipse, I swear, if I was near you, I'd slap the shit out of you. I would, because you've lost your mind and you have learned nothing. You have learned nothing. You still a slave to the physical. And that's why, if you are afraid right now, that's why your ass is. Out of all the things that you could be doing, out of all the things that you could be creating with your mind and with your thoughts, you have spent the last week obsessed about worst case scenarios when it was just as easy to be obsessed about best case scenarios. Why? Why? You a slave to the physical, that's why. The Matrix got you. It don't matter that you know the game. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you're able to point out what's going wrong with our food and what's going wrong in the water and what they're spraying and what the government is really doing and the symbols and the rituals that's happening in entertainment and in sports. I'm glad you got the eye to see all of that. Wonderful for you. But what was the point? What's the point of seeing all of that and not being able to see your own power to understand that as you think, so you are? Where attention goes, energy flows. All is mind. The universe is mental. Let's repeat that one again. All is mind. Universe is mental. You out here scared of the sun? Really? Nigga, you are the sun. You scared of the moon? Really? You are the moon. You are the stars. Don't you get that? Those things are a reflection of you. You put them to work for you. You think there's a scenario that man can come up with that... Oh my God, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? I don't... You fake spiritual niggas make me sick. Because are you powerful or are you not? Is it faith or is it fear? Which one? Oh, woke one. Which one? Are you good or are you not? You mean to tell me before they told you that there was a reason to be worried, you were fine. Before they told you something's going on in this guy's, you felt fine. Before you saw the report that they were calling the National Guard, uh-oh, this gonna be the big one. Before you heard your child's school or your little niece and nephew schools were getting out early, uh-oh, this gonna be the big one. You was just fine. Before the external gave you reason to be afraid, you were just fine. But the moment that the environment shifted, you folded. Oh my God. What is happening? You've learned nothing. You have learned nothing. Don't you understand? I for the month of April in the inner circle, you know, we do 100 days of cleansing, right? So for April, we're doing 30 days all raw, right? Pause or not. Anyway. And every day I'm kind of giving a word for the day, right? So I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. My reminder was, do you understand why we do this? We're not doing this because we're bored, right? We don't shift our diet and take on these cleanses and challenges because we think we better than everybody else. We absolutely know we different, though. Make no mistake about it. But better? Nah. Nah, our thinking is better. Yeah. Our expectations are better. Our assumptions are better. But I was like, do you understand why we do this? Because you must disrupt your environment. You must pull away from the physical world. And when you bring your flesh under subjection, when you pull away from the things that keep you in your humanity. When you got to tap in, when you have to rise above the desires of the flesh, you have to rise above the chatter of the mind to say, I am not the mind, I am not the body. That's when you tap into that second, third, fourth, fifth gear. When you realize that there is no disruption on the outside that can move me unless I allow it. That's why we do it. One of many reasons why we do it. But that's the main reason. We certainly get physical benefits. If you were so concerned about a damn eclipse, why you ain't been meditating here lately? Why you ain't been eating lighter? Why, if there's an energy shift that's taking place, and make no mistake about it, there is, but there's no energy shift that's happening that you should be afraid of, why aren't you tapping into that? Why? Why aren't you focusing, getting quiet, getting still, going outside, talking to the trees? Oh, I forgot. That's too crazy. Yeah, scratch that. Why? You taking this time to allow other humans to bring you to your knees again. Again. You've learned nothing. You've learned, and I'm talking specifically to people who you've been around just long enough to see things cycle. I'm kind of going to give a pass to my 28 and under, maybe even my 30 and under. But I'm talking to you, you've been around enough. You've been around long enough to see enough, to understand that this is a game. The moment that the world goes wild is the moment that you're supposed to be solid, unshakable, unmovable. Do you understand what I'm saying? The sun got you? You beefing with the sun? Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm ready. Tell that sucker to come right over my house. Beam me up, Scotty. Let's go. Let's go. It'll be whatever I say it is. But it certainly ain't gonna be to no detriment to me. Do you think that I consider anything to be a detriment to me? If it's something that I am coming in contact with, that I can't avoid, or that I'm choosing to rock with, do you think that I'm inserting any ideas in my mind, any thoughts in my mind to say that it's working against me? No, it works in my favor. The sun bows to me. The moon bows to me. The stars bow to me. What you talking about? The eclipse comes just to remind me that all is well. What do you tell yourself? What you got playing over in your mind? It certainly ain't thoughts of power. It certainly ain't thoughts of peace. Well, Rook, I mean, they saying they had somebody did this breakdown on TikTok. And the guy, he been pretty consistent. He been on point with his predictions. Why don't you get on point with yours? How about that? Why don't you get on point with your predictions? Why don't you decide, I predict all is well. I predict that the universe holds no ill will to me, and I hold no ill will to it. Why don't you get good at predicting that? Don't care about what nobody else is talking about. You ain't decided. See, you ain't tapped into that greatness. You have not become the authority in your life. You have not. The world is still your authority, the physical. And I am telling you, if I don't know nothing else, you're not going to be able to make it like this. You're still in the belly of the beast. The beast is the flesh. That's the matrix. That's what we're talking about. How do I convince myself? How do I teach myself that I am one with everything? That is why we do everything we do. Oneness. I am understanding. I see myself in everything. I see everything in me. It's oneness. There is no separation. There is nothing that's coming to bring ill will towards me. There's nothing that's coming to bring me devastation. There's nothing that's coming to bring me devastation. Do you understand that? There's nothing that's coming to bring ill will towards me. There's nothing that's coming to destroy me. Do you not understand that? You don't know how to speak power into your life, into yourself, into your mind, into your thoughts. You don't know how to reel yourself back in, because we all can venture off on the left side now. Make no mistake about it. Even me. I can venture off. But do I know how to reel myself back in? You should know how to reel yourself back in. When you do come across things that genuinely stir up fear in you, you got to ask, where did that come from? Who told me to be afraid of these things? Who told me that I should be worried? Where did that come from? It's certainly not natural to me. I had to get that from somewhere. This is what I'm saying to you. You're not listening. You got the game messed up. And you're looking to the world for confirmation. You're looking to the world for validation. And then as soon as you come online, I don't know who I heard say this. It might have been Hotep Jesus. It was like, I can't remember how he phrased it, but something to the effect that you shouldn't even be on social media if you don't know who you are. This is a dangerous place. You get swallowed up. You understand? That you should limit your time there. If you are going to be there, and most of us are there to some degree or not, you should limit your time there. Because it will end up influencing you. It will end up telling you what is real and what is not. It will end up telling you when it's a time to be glad, when it's a time to be sad. And the only person that's supposed to be doing that is you. Your mind, your thoughts. So I don't want to hear nothing about, you know, I started to do a breakdown about the eclipse and, you know, ancients, the history. I don't give a damn. I started to do it and I was like, I don't care because it doesn't matter. Right. And there are plenty sources out there. If you want to dig into this, that or the other, it doesn't matter. It is what you say it is. It is what you believe it is. This is your power that you must tap into going forward. This is going to be the game changer. This is going to be the separator as the earth starts to split. Maybe that makes sense to you. Maybe it don't. It don't even matter. Just go with me for a minute. There's a shift on the planet and some people are leaning more into fear and other people are leaning more into faith. Life is moving up, right? There is going to be an experience of heaven for a lot of people. And then there's going to be experience of hell on earth for a lot of people. You must decide which side. This is one of those times where, no, you can't tap dance in the middle. Which side, my lady? Which side, my man? Which side you gonna play on? Matter? Is that where you stuck in matter or you stuck in spirit? Which one is it? Don't tell me all the scriptures you know. Don't tell me about all the hermetic principles. Don't talk to me about all the books that people can't find is sold out that you got and the favorite authors. I get down with all of that, 1,000%. But don't tell me about none of that stuff if you ain't putting it to work for you. And we know that you're putting it to work for you when you have created a level of immunity. We have talked about this for the last 3 damn years, going all the way back to 4 years, the end of 2019. It's not just immunity against make-believe illnesses and make-believe viruses, right? It's immunity from the bullshit of the world, the nonsense of the world. And there should be a rule of thumb for you, right? When everybody else is chilling, that's when you usually should be at work. When everybody else is at work, you probably will be all right chilling a little bit. When everybody gets in a panic, that's your time to be calm. When everybody else is calm, you probably need your eyes, you know, you need to be doubling down on some things, locking in, taking care of your health, being in tune with you. But if you ain't tapping into the energy right now, like there is no reason that you shouldn't feel a sense of peace right now. There's no reason you shouldn't sense you shouldn't feel a sense of power right now. Ooh, the sun. It's a new year that's upon us. Show yourself. Show me what you do, baby. Confirm to me that all is well. It is whatever I say it is. There is no meaning to anything other than the meaning you give it. That's why you God. Oops. That's blasphemy, I know. That's why you God, baby. It's whatever you say it is. If life and death is in the power of the tongue, we done already told you the mind of man is the mouth of God. the mind of man. What are you speaking there? What are you entertaining? What are you allowing to replay over and over and over again? We all got to check this. All of us. All of us. I'm getting some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful tests. And I hate the name of the test. Because that don't seem like an accurate way to describe it. Because if it's a test, then who's administering it? Like who who's giving the test exactly? The test is just you. It really ain't nobody testing you. And if somebody is, it's you testing you. I'm getting some wonderful, wonderful practice into this in certain areas in my life. In certain areas, I'm telling you, brother, sister, listen. Woo! Cannot touch me. And then there's a couple areas that I got to step my game up. Straight up. But I know it. I'm aware. And we going to work. And I ain't going to work doing the physical things. I do physical things, but that ain't where the work is. The work is, Rook, where is your mind? Where are your thoughts? What are you telling yourself all day long? And let's just say you're unconscious of what you're telling yourself, but your results outside of you are not moving or not looking the way you would like them to, then that means you got to be telling yourself something unconsciously. So to override that, you got to consciously insert thoughts of power. Thoughts to say, I am a creator. I am a master manifester. Everything I touch turn to gold. I cannot lose. The whole universe is behind me. Everything that ever existed, everything that currently exists is working in my favor. The world wakes up to see how it can serve me. I am forever good. I'm always protected. I cannot go without. I am abundant in every sense of the word. Abundant in health, abundant in love, abundant in money, abundant in wellness. It is who I am. It is what I do. I cannot lose. I was born to win. That's all I know. Great, what? That's the music that my blood and my cells sing. Great, she's great, is who she is. There could be nothing else. What do you tell yourself? What do you got playing all day long? You can't focus on inserting good things into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit because you replaying what the world telling you. And the world telling you it's a time to be crazy and it's a time to be afraid. That's what the world is telling you. Did you see what NASA was doing? NASA done shot some rockets up in the... They turned the CERN machine on, Rook. They trying to summon the demons. The demons already here. The demons in your mind. You might want to find out what demon means. You might want to find that out before you just keep repeating things that people are telling you. Your demon is your genius. Ooh. The demons, right? Did you know that? Demon mean in Greek means divine power. You running from your divine power, it means guided spirit. It's one's genius. It's your fortune. And you are running from your demons because the church told you it is bad. You ain't never stopped to think, well, who told these niggas this? Where did they get it from? Maybe their information is a little distorted. Maybe something is missing. Maybe it's incomplete. The demons, right? The demons is the darkness. It's the shadow. It's the parts of yourself that you run from. The parts of yourself that remind you that you just like the people that you criticizing. That's why you run from it. You don't want to admit that those things that you see in other people, that you got real strong opinions about, there's a little bit of that residue in you. So you run. You do whatever you can do to hide from it. Some people drink, some people smoke, some people overeat. Some people have a lot of sex. Some people go to church. Everybody got their cope. You let the world tell you. You let the world dictate to you. And here's the thing about pointing out what they are doing. How is it that you niggas tell me? This is what you tell me. You can't believe nothing they say. They always lying. But here's the thing. They always lying about stuff that you disagree with or even things that are favorable. But somehow the things that make you afraid, they always telling the truth. They telling you exactly when they turn that CERN machine on. They telling you exactly when. And if you don't know what CERN is, look it up. There's another problem, right? What is it? 1 Timothy? What is it? 1 Timothy 5:17, maybe? Study to show thyself approved. Study to show thyself. See, you wouldn't be afraid if you put in a little work and get some little understanding. I'm sorry. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, if you got in tune with yourself, your spirit will confirm to you that all is well. Your spirit will confirm to you, we don't have anything to fear. God did not give me the spirit of fear. Where you bobbleheads at? Why y'all word don't never serve you during the times that you need it to? Why don't you repeat those? Why don't you repeat that when you start being afraid? When you start looking for the end times? Why don't you say that? 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Woo! Power. That's enough. That's the only verse I need right there. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the only verse. Really? Damn. That's the only verse you need. You understand that one right there? The rest is taken care of. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Do you got it? And that's only step one. Step one is, do you got it? Step two is, do you recognize that you got it? Ooh. Step one, do you got it? Step two, do you recognize that you got it? Step three, do you know how to use it? Woo! Somebody write that down. Do you got it? Do you know you got it? Do you know how to use it? Because that's the only thing that matters at the end of the day. I can do all of these things, right? I can have all. It's like watching some of the wealthy people go in a panic, and they trying to safeguard, and they getting their bunkers ready, and they doing all of these things to separate themselves, which is I got no problem with it. Like, if you got just buku money, go wild, do whatever, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, word, like, bro. If you can't get to it in time, if your mind fails you before you can even get to your little safety measures in the physical, what are you going to do? And I am telling you, you know what go down election year typically in y'all world? In y'all world. What goes down? Nonsense and chaos. And that's what people come to. I don't even know if they come to expect it, because it seems like it's still surprising to people, which is so bizarre to me. How are you still surprised by the game? This is a game. Somebody was like, well, Rook, they responded to me on Twitter, and it was like, well, I thought part of the law of karma was they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. Who told you that? And I know where it comes from. All right, because in there is this belief that, what will we refer to these people as? Because I ain't referring to nobody as no power that be, nigga. I'm the power that be. See, you guys don't mind your language. You don't mind your words, and you don't understand what you say when you say that. When you keep repeating that, when you keep putting that into your spirit, that there are greater powers outside of you. But whatever you want to call the those who've been able to move and shake in the physical, because that's what it boils down to. Can you move and shake in the physical? And those who have learned how to manipulate the non-physical, they move and shake in the physical. And there is this belief that for years, there was this idea in order to safeguard some actions that were being taken, that you got consent. Like, so you go into the non-physical by way of rituals, by way of, you know, whatever spiritual practices that they're utilizing, right? To manipulate person, places, things. But to ensure that you don't put any negative, you don't have any negative quote unquote karma that comes back on you, there was this idea that you tell the people what you're doing, you put it out in plain sight. And now whether they recognize it or not is on them. But by you putting it out there and they not either them not coming up against it, them not fighting, like them not, what's the word am I looking for? Rejecting it, so to speak. Them accepting it means they gave their consent. So we free of any bad baggage in regard to that. I can go with that. But here's a question. As we stand right now, according to somebody's calendar, it's 2024. What if even you still believing that is part of the game? What if that? What if the more you know is about driving you insane, keeping you confused, keeping you feeling a sense of hopelessness? Because if you adopt the philosophy that no matter what we do, no matter what I do, they always got the upper hand, then what's the point of doing anything? Could it be possible that thought process that, well, they got to tell us what's going on, you know, beforehand, so it's got to be real. Is that, you believe in that? Is that a part of the game? Because in the words of the late, great Dick Gregory, it's all a game, man. Don't you see? It's all a game. It's all a game. And you fuel this thing. You are the battery. When you live in fear, you hesitate turning from the world because you fear you might miss something. Then there might be real danger and I need to be on the lookout so I can prepare for it. Why aren't you preparing for things to go in your favor is my question to you. And if you can hear me, your task on this planet is just different. You might as well accept it. You ain't here for nothing. Like, I'm so sorry when it comes to promoting. I got to do better. I know. And I am. But I don't really be promoting a podcast like that. But you getting it and you listening to it. You think that's an accident? You catching the wave, baby. How are you able to catch the wave of Rook the Great? If you ain't the one, how? It's impossible. So, we don't care about no eclipse. We don't care. If you would like to care, fine. Then make it powerful. It is you, is coming through to power you up, is coming through to strengthen you. Let it be a symbol of power. Let it be a symbol of positioning, right? Let it be a symbol of an upgrade. Let it be a symbol of all the wonderful things that are shifting in your life, all the wonderful things that are unfolding. This, let it signify, oh, this one is good, the closing out of the old and a stepping into the new. Let that darkness, should it come over you, let it represent the end of pain in your life, the end of suffering in your life, the end of sickness in your life, the end of poverty in your life. Let it signify an upgrade. We leveling up. It's up or nothing. Do you understand me? I don't want to hear nothing else other than that. Let the people who looking for bad shit to happen, let them get some bad shit and they gonna get it. You gonna get what you want to get. Make no mistake about it. So that's what those people want to see. They'll see something. They'll see something tomorrow. They'll see something crazy. They'll experience something crazy. Let them live in their world. You need to live in yours. Construct that mofo like you want it. And you have to know without a shadow of a doubt that what you doing in your world ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. And what they doing in their world ain't got nothing to do with you. Get what you want out of yours. And if it, let's go back to the good book. One of my favorite verses, baby, that none of the Christians seem to know. You know what that one is? I done said it a million times. Whatsoever things, Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things, here go to last, this is important, you listening? Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's the only thing that you should be thinking on. And if you know how to take advantage of such a powerful time, since everybody's attention is on this, then you go, make sure you meditating. Make sure you getting silent and you draw. Make sure in your creative space, you creating that life that you want. When you close your eyes and you become one, right, with the all, make sure you see yourself being that version, because all you doing is helping to shift your vibration. The version of you that you after, that healthy version, the one that got that magnificent body, that's in tremendous fitness, right? The one that's starting that business that they've been thinking about since forever, that one that's helping their family out, the one that's, you know all of what you've been dreaming and thinking about. That version of you, that reality already exists. You don't even got to work for it. I'm sorry. I hate this. I know that goes against, we're not supposed to tell people that. But I'm telling you, the fact that you can see it, it already exists. Your work, if there is to be work, is shifting vibrationally so that you can align with that reality. Things can change in an instant. There is no time. We like time because it helps us navigate. We know how to keep track of things. It makes living a little bit more comfortable. We need to be a little bit more organized. We ain't beefing with time, but there is no time, right? When we rise above duality, there is no time. Your life can change in an instant. So take advantage of these times. Fast during these times. Go lighter, the water, get into the juices. Go more electricity, bring your fruits in, get the oranges, get the orange juice, get the grapes, tap into nature. If you stuck, if you feel like you've been struggling with getting clarity on things, this is when you make your petition known. You put it out to whoever you like. Just put it out to the universe, put it out to the sky, to the birds, put it out to God, put it out to the ancestors, whatever you like, doesn't matter. Just put it out and say, make this thing clear for me. I'm ready to receive. Show me my next best step. We ain't never afraid of the world. We're not afraid of nature. We one with it. We are it. It is us. The rest of that shit, we don't care about. That's all I got for you, good people. That's all I got. Bring in some newness. That's what I want you to do tonight going into tomorrow. Bring in some newness. Or just make it another day. It don't matter. But whatever you do, don't go creating things that you don't want. Till next time. peace.